Compared to yesterday, it's a muggier afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. At this time yesterday, we had dew point temperatures in the 40s and 50s, which is refreshing air for this time of year. And now those dew point temperatures are back close to 60, which means that the humidity is noticeable, though it's not tropical. Through much of the area, it has been a nice summer day, with sunshine mixing with high clouds. Farther north, there's a front that is hung up near the international border, so it has been a cloudier day across the north, and there have been some scattered showers and thunderstorms. And there's still the chance for some more showers and thunderstorms through late afternoon into this evening, mainly focused across the north, though anywhere north of I-90 could see at least an isolated thunderstorm. It'll be a mild night, a little bit of a muggier night than the past few, though it's not going to be extremely humid, and some areas of fog are likely to form. Lows will be generally in the 50s to around 60 degrees. And then as we head into the day tomorrow, the weather will trend warmer and more humid. I expect highs to reach up into the low and mid 80s in many areas. And south of Albany, we could make a run at 90 degrees tomorrow afternoon. And the humidity is going to be higher than today. Probably a moderate humidity is expected through much of the area. So it's going to feel like a summer day is the bottom line. And there is the chance for a few isolated thunderstorms tomorrow. I expect that most areas will stay totally dry. And even if there is a thunderstorm in a few spots, it's not going to be a washout. And then on Sunday, it'll be similarly warm and probably a little more humid. So again, it's a day that's going to be a good pool type weather. We'll see temperatures well up into the 80s on Sunday. And there's the chance for some scattered thunderstorms, though just like tomorrow, it is not going to be a washout. The tropical Atlantic is busy right now. Tropical Depression 14, as of early afternoon, was located off the coast of Honduras. It's expected to approach the Yucatan Peninsula and likely move into the Gulf of Mexico by early next week. And to the east, Tropical Storm Laura is near the northern Leeward Islands. That storm is likely to continue tracking off to the west and could end up in the Gulf of Mexico early next week. So we could end up with two tropical systems of the Gulf of Mexico, certainly an unusual situation if it does play out. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, any showers and storms will end, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and humid, chance of isolated thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and humid, chance of isolated thunderstorms, high 78 to 86. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, highs in the 80s to around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and humid, chance of isolated thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid 80s. Region-wide on Sunday and Monday, partly sunny, hot and humid with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.